Zeche Nishmas, Alimad Ayayim, Lezeche Nishmas, Kreindo, Bashab Shol, Nata, Allah HaShalom, on the day of a yardside, may the learning be a schuss for the Shama, sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Zalman Dorfberger. Okay, we are going to start again from the Gemara, on Chavzayin Amal Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Atris Chusid LeBedina. He gave his chusim to Bezin, and by the way, I saw one of the Achronim said Rabbi Cohen's answer that is talking about he gave something that he had that had Edom, but the Edom weren't confirmed. And in order for us to accept it, whoever out there should mute themselves. The Edom were not confirmed. And by saying he was going to go get Edom to confirm it, Bezin didn't want him to disappear. So he said, you know what? I don't show up in 30 days, dismiss what I brought. So that's what happened. Rama Eloi Asina and Aklas and Yaimim, the Vatlin Hanis Chusoy, Isnes Veloyasa, an Inus happened that prevented him to make it back in 30 days. Amar Avuna Batos Chusoy. So Avuna said, the Chusum are Batu. Amar Le Rava, so Rava said, let's do Rash, the Rash, the Itris Chusoy, he gave his power and his chusim to Bezin. Amanas, on the condition, Shimla Yavar Lizman Bezin, if he doesn't get there in the time to Bezin, she betail him and she be batul. Umachal akoschushahayalibahem. And the key word here is he was Michael, because, you know, saying it doesn't count, but it's real. You can't deny reality. You can if the guy is Michael. If he's Michael, reality goes away. Right? Reuven owes me $1,000, and if I'm Michael, he doesn't owe me the $1,000. It wipes away the debt. So what he's saying is, I don't show up in 30 days. Whatever proof I had, I'm Michael, which means he owes me money, I'm Michael. That's what happened. Right. Amar Avuna Batos Chusay. So Avuna says, we accept the his thing, and I'm sorry, he said 30 days, he did not show up, we ignore the Inus. Amalei Rava, Anusu. V'Anus Achmana Patre. He's an Anus. And an Anus, the Torah patred. Meaning, the Torah says, Anus doesn't count. Where did the Torah say this? The Sivla Narali Sasadavar. Says to the girl, you shouldn't do anything. That means, here is a woman that against her will, somebody forced himself on her, and the Torah gives him Misa and says she gets up scot-free. So it wasn't her fault. So the question is, if that's true, if it's Inus is not a fault, so it's not a fault. V'chitei. If you're going to say the case of killing is different, and Rashi is going to give two reasons why killing should be different. Dr. Rash, v'chitei mektolu shayni. First of all, the chsiv v'shavtu eida v'tzilu eida. Whenever it comes to capital punishment, we look for a way out. So it could be that really the Torah does not absolve an Inus, but in that case, it's capital punishment, and in cases of capital punishment, the Torah does absolve Inus. Because
what does absolve mean?
What?
What does absolve mean?
Means we don't punish her.
No, absolve means there's no killing.
Right. We don't kill her.
But maybe there's another ownership.
Again. The Rush is trying to, if you want to tell me another pshat, I don't mind. But first, let's do the Rush's two pshatim. The Rush explains slow two reasons why Tala should be shiny. You don't think it needs an explanation?
No.
Let me read the Rush.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying is, when it tells a shiny means...
You're telling me pshat and tell a shiny. The Rush is saying two pshat to make tell a shiny. So why don't you let him talk? His first pshat and tell a shiny is because we give Ktala a greater leeway before we kill somebody, we look for any excuse. And Inus is a valid excuse as far as carrying out capital punishment. But for other things, maybe Inus is not a valid excuse. That's the first reason. His second reason is, also, Tala midi da'asi mimela, meaning she didn't do anything. It happened to her. Meaning it happened on its own. But mistaber la'na ishala Inus karatsin. It makes no mistake to punish somebody for being a victim. I will dash a hiss nevaloi pirish b'loi akavis Inus. But this guy is guilty. He should have said, unless an Inus happens. He could have prevented this. It was preventable. He could have said, if I don't come back in 30 days, it should be bottled unless an Inus happens. So there's a certain kind of being remiss, negligence, and not speaking it out. So who says that Einus is a valid Taina? And he didn't speak it out. He said it in all play times. So there's Rush is saying two separate reasons why Ktala would be shiny. Number one is because Rush concentrates on the word Ktala, that we don't punish by death somebody who's a victim. But other times, maybe the fact that he's a victim does not absolve him from consequences. And second shot to Rush says is, there it was unpreventable. She was a victim without having done a thing wrong. Here, there's a certain amount of negligence. He could have prevented the Shaila by mentioning, unless there's an itis. So maybe we do blame him from that. That's the question. So that's the Lechitema Ktala Shaini. Either it means that Ktala is different, that's why the Rush said his first shot, or it means that case is different, because there's no negligence at all on her part.
Maybe she should have had pepper spray or mace or something. She could have
prevented it. You know what one reason is? Because there was no pepper spray and mace at that point. Number one. Number two, I don't think a woman's boy to carry around pepper spray. I didn't shake that much when I wrote this, so it should be better. I don't know why. I was very happy to hear that I could write without shaking for at least a little bit. I mean, not that it's so readable, but at least now it's back to the non-readable normal before.
And in this case, you don't have to go to bed.
Correct. That's the answer.
So why don't I just say about any? Why can't I say about any netter? I didn't know. I guess that.
Again, because when you're asking me why can't I make a Pesach Mima to my own netter? That's your question.
I mean, essentially, that's exactly what's going on here.
Again, you're asking me. The answer, okay. The answer is, you know what? I think we can learn a few more lines. The Rush will explain it much better than me, so I'll just let him talk. Dr. Gemara writes, V'chitei mektalo shayni, batna nidre yansin, hidirich haveri shayecha letzlai, our Mishnah, v'chalo hu haichilal b'nai, yashikvi nara nidre yansin. Dr. Rush.
Can you guys follow
that? Our Mishnah. A guy made a netter that it should eat by him, if not, he's not about her. I just spent 3 minutes. I'm sorry. I hate to do this because I just spent time on this. His friend made a netter that he should eat by him, if not, he's not about her. He got sick, his son got sick, or he a raging river. Zog Darash, and why he waits to explain over here, I don't know. Alma, Einus Ma'akiv Kaldover, that Einus blocks anything he committed himself to. For Avuna Saiver, Vadai Beneder, Bina the Pivoli Bashav. For Lohoi Bedai Kalidra and Yakreno Einus. Now, he's answering, I was looking for that rush that I wanted, but, he's just explaining Rav Huna now, why Rav Huna disagrees with this question, because the Gemara never brings the answer. But the reason is that the Rush says, I thought the Rush said, in fact, you're going to have to erase word Rush there. The reason this Ba'inus is different is because the netter never worked. Meaning, unlike a Pesach, that at the time of the netter, he didn't think of that other thing. Here, it's not Dvarim Shebelev. It's not whether he thought or didn't think. It is that it's automatically assumed that the netter does not include Pesach. Every other Pesach is personal. Would I have made it if I'd known this? Would I not made it if I'd known this? Here, it's a general across the board. Oh, then nobody would make a netter and include Idus. It's a Dvarim Shebelev that's not a Dvarim Shebelev. It's Belibay or Bechol Adam. I thought it was a rush. It's believed by a Bechal Adam, meaning everybody knows that you don't make an Eder Bainus. Whereas a regular Pesach, had you known this, maybe he would have, maybe he wouldn't have. It's not built in that every single person, the Raya is, I would have made it anyway. I would have made it anyway. Here, nobody would make it by Bainus. It's impossible. No normal human being wants to make it by Bainus. I saw that explanation. I thought I saw it in the rush. Yeah, I think it's
I mean, this is the same as an explanation you gave earlier in terms of meaning the word.
Right.
So we're spending a lot of time making suppositions about public.
That's what Chazal are doing, yes. Yes.
I was promoting myself into their company.
I got it. Now, Zog Darash, why does Rav Huna disagree? And the Gemara never says Rav Huna's answer. Why does Rav Huna disagree? Zog Darash, Rav Huna's cipher, Vale Beneder being in the Pivot of Bishav. By Neder, he's 100% right. Beloi Bedai to leader in Yakreno Aynas. Everybody agrees by Neder that people have to say and mean, meaning that when they say words, they mean the words. And here, it's understood that he doesn't mean Aynas. Rav Huna says, maybe monetary cases where it involves other people, there we don't say he automatically means that. Rav Huna is saying, don't bring me a raya from neder. Neder is all expression. And if everybody understands the expression one way, it's what it is. Money, we're dealing with money now. Money might be a different thing that we need more speaking out because you're involving other people. Do you mean the money? Money needs more expression than a netter does. That's what Rav Huna holds. Therefore, he doesn't think netter is a good comparison to a case of money.
money also has something. The meaning of words is dependent on the perception of the listener, not the intention of the speaker. The money, on the other hand, if I tell you I'm going to hand you a nickel, if they exist, that is a concrete and defined object. The two are very different things.
Good. That's exactly what the Rebbe says. Don't think my right. Now we're getting off the subject, meaning we're finished with Rav Huna. He held that over there, right, this is not a valid taina. Rava could not see a difference between neder and money, and therefore Rava held that it's a valid taina. Back to Gemara. If Rava is right, that every time a person speaks, we say automatically, he does not include Inus. Ula Rava maishna mahalit nan. So what do we do with the following Mishnah? Hareze gitach me'akshav, im leblasi mekan vajud beis chaydash. A guy tells his wife, the case is, he has no children, he doesn't want his wife to be stuck as an iguna without knowing, and not having children is very important to him. He doesn't want his wife not to know where he is, and he doesn't want his wife to be stuck having to marry his brother. And he knows his wife and brother are not best of friends, and she's going to be stuck with Yibum. So he says, I'm giving you this get if I don't get back within 12 months. Umeis, the time to Beis Chaydash. And he died. So he never made it back. Right? Now, she's definitely an Amana. He's dead. But the question is, does she need Yibum? Is that get kick in or not? Now, it's retroactive. Me'akshav. He died. He never got back. So at the end of 12 months, she becomes a Grusha. Retroactively. And therefore does not need Yibum. How is that get? Now, am I, her main assistant. It's conditional, and the reason he didn't keep the condition was because of an inus. And you just said that self-understood that inus makes it like there was no condition. He did not keep the condition. It wasn't his fault. And we said when a guy has no fault, you ignore the fact that he didn't keep the condition. Right? The guy didn't come back by neder, and we say, chala b'nai, chala hu, ikvenar. We say forget the condition because he did not meet the condition. I know I said a double negative. He didn't meet the condition, but he didn't violate the condition. There also he didn't violate the condition. There was an inus that kept him from coming back. We can't consider that not coming back. So according to Rava, the get should never kick in because he never violated, he never kept the condition of not coming back. An inus means you didn't, the condition is not, I'm looking for the right English word. But in the case of Netter, he didn't come back. He didn't come eat. But we say, it's not his fault. Therefore, we don't look at it as he didn't keep the condition. That means Inus says, forget about what he said. It's not Negeya. Doesn't pertain. So over here also, forget about the fact that he said he's not coming back after 12 months. It wasn't his fault that he didn't come back after 12 months. It's an Inus. And therefore, why should the get kick in? I want to finish the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Amri, I will answer you. Dilma, shiny hasam. It's different there. The Aliyada, the myth, the La'altava Gama V'yav Gita. Had he known that he would die, Adarabba. People understand this guy doesn't want his wife to go to Yibum. He's trying to prevent it. So he said, if I don't come back after 12 months, it should be a get. Therefore, if anything happens to me, you'll know you're not stuck with Yibum. Right, but if he dies, he for sure is happy that it should be a get. He's trying to prevent evil. He doesn't want the itis to prevent in his case. Because this person has no children. Therefore, the driving force for this get is the fact that he doesn't want evil. So for sure, if you would have asked him at that time, what happens if you die, he would say, I want the get for sure. I don't want my wife to be stuck with my brother. Zucht Dirash. The other yard that the mess for out of your gita. The ikur nesinus agetu, latsilo me igun, ashlit is talking to Yabba. The reason he gave the get is for two purposes. Number one, she shouldn't be stuck in Yibum. Number two, she shouldn't be in limbo, not knowing what happened to him. Well, if he dies, he wants the get. Why not? Why not? It's not going to make a difference. He doesn't care if his wife is an Amana or a Grusha. He wants to get the kick in if he's not back after 12 months. Even if anitis happens, he wants to get the kick in. Because the whole purpose was, get her divorced. Either she shouldn't have to worry about me, which, by the way, if he dies, she doesn't have to worry about him anyway. But so you want, or because she might be stuck with my brother, and I don't want her to be stuck with my brother. So he wants to get. Now he doesn't want Inez to bother him. His rutzen, self-understood, is he doesn't want to use the card of Inez. He wouldn't use it because he wants it even by Inez. Here, when not showing up to the meal, he didn't think of Inez. Yes, doctor.
Thinking of variant on what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I said very well. Would it also be valid to say that Anus is generally something that you did not think was going to happen? Whereas obviously...
Give the Gemara another few minutes.
Okay. But what is he saying when he's saying if they don't come back in 12 months? In other words, if he decides not to come back...
Then the guy kicks in.
And there's no Yibum involved.
Well, there won't be Yibum ever. She won't have to worry about it. Number one. Number two is, she'll know that he's gone. Woman doesn't want to be held in limbo. She wants to know her husband's gone or not gone.
Okay, so in other words, his intention not necessarily was to die during that time.
No, he didn't want to die. Most people want to leave.
Yeah.
It's the chayinu v'chayim, melechavetz v'chayim.
Yeah, so he wanted to think it over for 12 months.
No, he didn't want to. No. If he wanted to think it over 12 months, he didn't have to give her a cat.
It's always his intention by giving.
He, for two reasons. Number one is that he doesn't want his wife to remain not knowing where her husband is. He's going on a trip. He's going to Taiwan. And he doesn't know if he's going to make it back or not. His wife will never know what happened to her husband. I didn't know her personally. I knew a lady that her husband went on a mission for the U.S. Army in World War II. They never heard from him. And she was in Iguna for the last 30 years of her life.
No way. And he was alive?
We don't know. They never found out what happened.
So
the reason she became not in Iguna after 30 years is because she died.
Oh.
Therefore, she's not in Iguna anymore. But she remained in Iguna for the last 30 years of her life. I knew her children. I didn't know her. I knew one child. His mother was in Iguna. Her father, in 1944, his father, was sent on a mission somewhere, never heard from him ever again. They don't know if he died, he's alive, never knew. By now, I think 1944 to 2024, he probably died. But again, they never knew.
So if he died in month 11 or the next...
Because that's the question here. The mission is, it's retroactive. He said Me'achshav. Had he not said Me'achshav, had he only worried about Iguna, he didn't have to say the word Me'achshav. He didn't have to make it retroactive. He could have made it. If I'm not back in 12 months, the catch should kick in then.
Place of Me'ashav, that makes it.
Kick in retroactive. Why did he need it to be retroactive? The answer is to prevent Yibum. Because if he kicks it in 12 months, we don't know whether she's in our money.
She could have been dead already by that time.
Or not dead by that time, and she won't know what happened to him.
Parenthetically, you don't need to say, I won't. He couldn't sit in Spain.
I picked Taiwan because I was thinking about Taiwan. I don't know why. There was no judgment of picking Taiwan. I usually pick Afghanistan. I mean, it does make a difference.
This is where we get the phrase, when your ship comes in. Because the Rambam's brother found this out. The ship sometimes doesn't come in.
The Gemara Mishnah Avodah Zarah said the Goyim used to have a holiday for their Avodah Zarah on the day that they came back from a trip of the sea. Let's take the Mishnah. Mishnah Avodah Zarah. I have a chavrusha I learned Avodah Zarah with, and we just learned that Mishnah.
How are you doing that day?
That guy's doing nicely, yeah.
This is why, if you notice, that most of the people I presented with
us
together are
within sight of
shore.
But again, I'm not arguing with you.
I'm just trying to.
Let's think of my writer. Mishnah Mahud Armelu. I have another case. Eloi has seen the Mikana Tlasin Yaiben. If I don't come till 30 days, we'll have a Gita. Okay? Tells his wife, if I don't show up by 30 days, the get kicks in then. Also, he came, Upaske Mabra. And the drawbridge, or the boat, I don't know exactly how he translates Mabra, could be a ferry. What did you say?
Ferry.
was on the other side, and he couldn't get across the river. There was no way for him to cross the river. He didn't come back to his hometown. Amalu chazud asoy, chazud asoy. So he stood on the other bank, screaming, I'm here, I'm here. But he's not here. He's not in the city. Amar Shmuel lo shmei matzia. He didn't come home. The cat kicks in. Amai, amain this on us. Wasn't his fault. The ferry's on the other side. Here he is, ready to come home, and he's prevented by the ferry. So why is that not Aynus? Rava said Aynus works everywhere.
Is it not
Lofreya? Stolen Freya.
Why not?
That's the case. I don't want to lie.
That didn't make a difference, right?
I'm just reading the case.
I'm saying
it doesn't make a difference, but I'm not going to lie. It says Lehavi Gita to be a get then.
I'm saying it just to make sure.
Thank you, thank you. I'm happy. I like when people say Pirush Rashi. I mean, I like it, but that means I'm important enough to say Pirush Rashi makes me good. But you're right, I don't mind. But that's nothing to do with the sugya. We're trying to prove a point. Zakti Gemara, Dilma Einta the Megalia Shiny, the Mabra Megalia Einta. Maybe Einus that happens often should have been spoken out. You don't think of Inus when you make an eder. Why would you think that your son's going to get sick, or you're going to get sick, or there's going to be a raging river? Not normal. That's why I translated it as a raging river. Doesn't happen regularly. Not the ferry being on the other side is very common, because the ferry goes from side to side. Sometimes it's on one side, and sometimes it's on the other side. Depends on the schedule. So that is something a person should have said. If the ferry is the problem, I don't want that to be. And by not speaking it out, and something that happens frequently, then Inus is not a tie down. You're not an Inus. You're not an Inus. This happens all the time. You're not an Inus. Inus means something that's not, you don't think about. Not something that everybody, listen, I'm going to Chasna. I have a 2:30 flight for a 6 o'clock chuppah. Right? Anybody that doesn't say, unless the flight's delayed, can't claim Inus. It's all the time. All the time the flight's delayed. How can you not say, I mean, it's understood that if you don't say it, you didn't mean it. Why don't you say it? It's so frequent. So therefore, their rub is masked by this is not a time. Dr. Rush. Chinese Mabadai to the Shriyahu. The Ikvanoi the Masnissan, so right away the Rush says, I missed out a case of a river and we didn't say that Shriach. Hainusha Godl Hanor Mapshala Shlogim, there's a lot of melting snow. Ef Shalamaboy, Ef Shalamaboy, life Shriach. That doesn't happen frequently. Ferries happen frequently. Raging waters doesn't happen frequently. Dr. Gemara Bait.
Next question.
Sure.
I'm talking about flying somewhere, unless there's a delay. When people say, Mitzvah Hashem, is that the same thing as Bali Nether? Is that how they say it, I think?
I think so, but I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah, I think so. I think it means Bali Nether. Mitzvah Hashem, it means I'll try, which means nothing. We went through this already.
What was that?
Rebbe Chanan.
Did he ever America?
Went through this already. Why are we doing Chazaros this year? Yes. Dr. Gemara Vayta. Ula Rav Huna Michti. Let us see. Asmachti. Vasmachti loikanya. But I make a condition that I have all intention to keep. And if I don't keep it, now, this is a very, very fine line here. A guy says to Bezen, if I don't come back in 30 days, I give up my rights to whatever I gave you. At that point, ask him, you plan to be back in 30 days? You have a havamina that you won't be back in 30 days? Are you considering a possibility that you won't be back? No way. You're not considering a possibility that you won't be back. You're sure going to be back. If not, you would never make the condition. You're not giving up your schusim. You're trying to persuade Bezen to give you a chance. So you try, I'll do it. Ask the guy, you really think you won't be back in 30 days? Are you considering that you might not be back in 30 days? He'll say, if I have a havamin, I won't be back in 30 days. I would have never done this. That's called an asmachta. He never meant this condition. He never meant it. It's not a neder. It's not a case of neder. It's a case of monetary commitment. For instance, some people like to bet on sports games. Now, the guy bets $100 on a certain sports team. Is he considering that his sports team won't win? No, he's not. He's sure his sports team will win. That's why he's willing to put $100 down, not willing to throw away $100. He's so convinced that his sports team is better, therefore he's putting on the bet.
So how do you make a snachta there? I mean,
it is a snachta. Who says it's legal, halachically?
You
want to know how to bet legally?
How do you define a smachta?
A smachta means the guy is relying on something. How does he translate the word a smachta? He probably has it. What? Okay. A smachta means he's so sure that it won't come to pass, so he's willing to make this condition. But he has no intention of really making the condition. He's saying the words in his mind. He means, I win. I can't lose.
So, what's the din by
Yasmach? It's Machlaikis, we'll see. That's what we're learning the Sukkah.
Isn't that why you're not allowed to gamble? Because people are sure that they're going to win?
100%.
So, and then that becomes illegal, usher, to gamble because of that.
Right.
So, when he's making a smach, is this similar to that?
Same idea.
So, he's sure he's going to be there.
Therefore, it doesn't mean anything. Therefore, his chusim are still around. No, he never meant what he said.
So when he said that, he was just babbling to Dathan when he said that.
Well, he wasn't babbling. He was trying to persuade Bethan. But it doesn't mean anything halachically, because he had no havamina to work. Now,
he's trying to fool Dathan?
Not trying to fool them. He's trying to persuade them. It just halachically doesn't work. Now, what should have happened is Bethan says what you're saying doesn't work, so we're not agreeing. But he shouldn't lose it. He never meant it. Okay. Now, there's a fine line here, and this is the discussion that has to be had. When I say, I'm going to give this to you if I go to New York, I'm not considering not going to New York. So why there doesn't we say it's an asmachta? There we say it works. It's called a condition. You can do things conditionally. This get will kick in if the guy says, if I don't come back within 12 months. Now, why is that an asmachta? He plans to be back in 12 months. Why? So the answer is, he wants, if it's a positive, you can make it on a condition. If it's a negative, you can't make it on condition. I can't say, if my team loses, I will give $100. I never meant that. I never mean that, because in my mind, my team is going to win. Whereas, if I go to New York, the get kicks in. He's planning to go to New York. So even though, if he doesn't go to New York, the get won't kick in. Because the positive won't kick in. It's a, making a positive, you can do that conditionally. Even though you're planning to keep the positive, and you weren't thinking about the fact that you might not keep it. Because you obviously meant it, because why else are you telling your wife, the woman, I'm giving you a get if I go to New York? Because you just said, I'm giving you a get. The answer is, you're saying, if I go to New York, you're planning to go to New York, but if you don't, it doesn't kick in. A positive can be made a condition. But a negative, that I will pay if I lose, it doesn't mean that. I will be mevatu my schustim if I don't come back, he didn't mean that. He said it because he had to say it, not because he meant it. I want to make $100, so I want to bet on my sports team, because I'm sure they're going to win. So I have to offer that if they lose, chas v'shalom rachman al-islam, I will lose the $100. He doesn't mean it. That's why it's us there. Now, there's a way to legalize that, and that is, I mean, I'm not here to legalize gambling, and that is, pashtus, if you don't do it as a regular business, is to give the money away beforehand. Two people that want to bet, give the money to somebody else, and say, hold the money, and give it to the winner. The minute I parted ways with the money, then it's not an asmachta anymore, because then I can't tell me I didn't realize I might lose. I gave the money away.
How about a book instead of an individual?
Bookmaker. You deposited with Andrew.
Company.
Again, I'm not here to legalize gambling. If person that has trouble gambling is to go to a whatever it's called, AA. That's where alcohol, but they're much more
with the type of gambling they do now on these things, because you have to deposit the money first.
Well, Chayre, it's not correct. There's other problems. Gambling is a big problem.
Gambling is if it's an ongoing
affair. That's a
second.
First answer is you gamble in a not legal way. That's a smachta. That's zela. And the second answer is even if you do it legally, if you do it on a regular basis, you ain't eitzik b'yeshuva shalayla. That's a different problem.
First instance. When the person said, I'm going to give you a cash in 12 months if I don't show up.
That's positive. No, because it's a positive.
Positive being, what is positive about what?
He wants to give the get. He's not saying, if I don't show up, it won't be a get. He's saying, if I don't show up, it will be a get.
It will be a get, and the positive.
You can make a condition.
You have to still play the tsuba, right?
We're not talking about tsuba. Tsuba is a side issue. He's obviously going to pay a tsuba if he gives a get.
Isn't that part of the get?
No.
No?
It's a financial obligation. Tsuba has nothing to do with marriage. It happens to take care of marriage. It happens to be by married couples.
Right. So he would lose out on the tsuba money. That's what I'm getting
That's not his point. His point is he wants her divorced.
Okay.
He's not talking about losing the tsuba money. But that's not what he's interested in. He doesn't want his wife to know and not know where he is. He doesn't want his wife to be stuck with Yibo, not thinking about Suba. That's not his what he's talking about. People rarely make Suba now anyway, by the way. Because the woman gets so many things from the court that it more than cancels the Suba. In most cases, the woman writes a star being Mechor Ksuba in return for alimony and child support and things like that that she gets from the court.
She writes it when?
By the get, after the get. There are cases that they collect Ksuba. I was once involved on the outside. I wasn't involved with the get, but I was involved with the couple that there was a Ksuba. They had no children. They'd been married for 6 months. They were getting divorced. There was no child support. There was no alimony. There was nothing. She was walking away with nothing. So there, the Rav made her, made the guy pay a certain amount of ksuba. Well, it's interesting, because ksuba at that time was estimated to be between $25,000 and $30,000. That was the value of 200 zuz. The Rav made him pay, I think, 15 or something like that. Because, well, she's entitled to ksuba.
Yeah, I'm saying, why... How's he able to?
I had no money. I mean,
oh.
He was so the Rav made a compromise. He got her to be Michael.
Have to do that.
She could have said no.
Right.
Anyway, Frank the Gemara Lord Vula Mir Yasmachti Vasmachta Lekadia. And for the Gemara Shine Yoga the Mitzvah and Schusam. She gave it to Bezin. And when you give it to Bezin, then it's not Smachta, it's kind of. Because you gave it away. It's serious. You gave Bezin to hold the Staris. You gave it to them. Like the guy that gave the money to a third party, right? You're showing that you recognize you might lose this. Zakharash, Mirdi Asmachti, Dhamma Mosi Yaseira, Lemakane El Asmichay Al Dvarov. He talked extra, meaning in order that Bethan should trust him. I like the Gersa, but Tuachaya, he was sure she Yukul Lakayim Dvarov, but lovely. Lakah Yasna, that's why he made the condition. I'm like, give him Lachnas, let me never meant to give it away. Like we say in 10th Perek of Baba Basra. So the Gemara answered that he gave it. Zog to Gemara, it's not true. It doesn't always work. Is that true? That when you give it over, it's not an asmachta? The Gemara says now, even if you give it to a third party, it's an asmachta. But not. We have a Mishnah. Mi shapara mitzis chayvay. Behishlish ashtaray. Okay, a guy owed $1,000. He paid the guy $500. Now we got a problem. The shtar says $1,000. The leiva, the borrower, says, I can't let you keep this shtar. Says $1,000. You'll come again and collect from me. What am I going to do? The malva says, I'm not giving you the shtar. I'll never be able to collect the $500. You only paid me half. So let's see what they say. That's why we have this Mishnah. And this guy said, but this guy made it more complicated. He said, if I don't pay you the other $500, they gave Hishna Shastarai. So they did this. They gave it to a third party. And that third party would be believed to say that he paid half. That's the gain by giving it to a third party. But Mr. Malva was not happy. Mr. Malva said, you owe me $1,000. I want $1,000. Don't give me $500 and let him hold the star. I want my money back. See, the lawyer said, we'll make a deal. He tells the third party, if I don't pay the other $500 in 30 days, give him back the star. He can collect $1,000. I'm so sure that I'll be able to pay this in 30 days. You know what? Stop bugging me. I'll tell the third party, if I don't pay within 30 days, give him back his star. Now he has a star that I owe him $1,000. There's nothing I can do about it.
You already paid $500,
right? Paid $500. On his own free volition, he offered this deal. If I don't pay within the next 30 days, give the guy back the star that says I owe $1,000. No, probably not. Because it's a good question. I don't know the answer clearly. I would have to look it up. And he didn't pay. Rabbi Yossi says, give the star back. The guy said that. He never meant it. He was so sure he was paying 30 days that he said it. He never meant to give the guy back the star. He used that to get the guy off his back. But he never meant it. Rabbi Yossi says, he said it. They gave the star to a third party. It works. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. So why over here is Rava saying, or is the Mishnah, Rav Huna saying, that it works? The guy never meant it. The fact that he gave it over to Bezin means nothing. Because you see that we pass it, even if you give it to a third party, it means nothing. There's a difference in the two cases. Over there, he was saying, give him back the star, and I'll pay an extra $500. Over here, he was saying, I'll give up my right to collect. There's a big difference. In one case, he's letting the guy take more money from him, and in this case, he's giving up his right to defend himself. That's less asmachta than when you have to give something. We paskin asmachta loikanya that you're obligated to give. Zakhtarash. That's Siddharash. Rabbi Yisrael Meyitin is really asmachta kanya. The yigva kochoi vibibnei chari. Now the Rush is interested in a side issue. And that is, the guy is going to use the star to collect. Can he go to buyers who bought land and said, this guy owes me $1,000, I'm taking the land? He used, in Halacha, the star was used once already. Can he collect from a Shubadim the $1,000? So to Rush, he can collect it from the guy himself. I have a Meshav Dilay. Can't collect it from buyers. Because the star was already used. The Shibud was already taken off. The star only has one Shibud. Right, the star shall love it by a parai, ain't a chayz of a love it by. You can't use a star twice. Shkrad nim chal shibudai. The halacha is, if I borrow $1,000 from Dr. Harris, and I give him a star, and then I pay him, then I want to borrow $1,000 again, he can't use the same star. That star has been used up. Shkrad nim chal shibudai. V'afil l'chatz yachoyim shaloy nifrei negayim b'mishtar sem mishabdi. We can't even allow him to take from buyers anything. Because once we let him collect from buyers, who knows what he'll collect? Because I mean, a star chayv mugdam. Like we say by a star chayv that was written at an early date, which is puzzle, we don't even let him collect from people that bought later. Let me explain this. I don't want to rush through this. No, it's not a different story. Again, let's say I write a star today. Today is November 22nd. And I write a star and I date it October 31st. Now what I'm doing is, every field sold after October 1st becomes Mishubin. And it's a lie. because I borrowed the money in November 22nd. How can I write a star October 1st? Anybody that bought a field between October 1st and November 22nd is going to have a shibud that's not real. So the star is a puzzle. But how about if somebody bought a field on December 2nd? Can I use that star to collect from December 2nd? That is true. The answer is, once that star is wrong, we don't let him collect anything with the star. The minute you let him use that star, you don't know how he's going to use it. Same thing here. You paid half the loan, that means he can't collect half the loan from the Shabbatim because it was already used up. Right? So he can't collect anything from the Shabbatim. That's what the rest is saying. The Philum is Mansheni Legavi. Dilma Asila Megrib is Manrishan. But he can take it from the guy himself, the Kani Lebim Sira. He handed him the star back. Inami Zakhtarash, Gavi Mashabdi Kalachait. Zakhtarash, he can collect from Shabbatim. Why? Shekach Hisna Metchila, Shem Layitin Leilas Mamploini, Shiamar Shanasle Matana. The way this condition works, he's telling the guy, if I don't pay within 30 days, this is going to be a present. But I paid you the $500. So now, the star was never paid back half. What he's saying is, listen, I'm giving you $500. You're not happy with that. You want the $1,000. You know what? If I don't pay the next $500 within 30 days, this $500 I gave you will be a present. So that means it wasn't paid back at all. That means you can use it for Shabbat. The high pirish nicha tvei. It's a better shot than saying you give back the star and it can work again. Because the Bekinyan Isis beats Ksiva Matira. Because if you wanted to give him the star as a present, you need more than that.
How can I give a gift to somebody that's going to be in Chayim? How can I give somebody a gift if I'm a Shabbat? Like, they have a time, like, who are you to give him a gift if it's somebody they're going to give?
There's no rule that says you can't give a guy a gift. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start this Gemara again on Monday. From Ravuna Mirti Samachti. I'm going too fast to that. I'm going to go back to that. But I have to change question then.
I'm upset.
Is it neither this week?
Yeah.
I didn't. My hand wasn't shaking when I wrote it. I'm so happy. Maybe they told me Saturday. How many call me invited?